Real Ghost Stories Online.
How do you fight negative energy? Meaning, if you have this energy in your house and it was invited in, say, through a Ouija board, how do you get it gone? How do you try to eliminate this force, this energy that you didn't create, but somehow it is now there? Can energy fight energy? Can a positive energy being willed by a human being be strong enough to make something like that go away when simply asking is not working? That's what happens in our next letter. At least the attempt is made to rid a home of something very dark. It started to follow the writer around after a session of the Ouija board. Take a listen. In 1989, I was 23 and in college. I had a roommate who is still a great friend. We lived off campus in a two-bedroom apartment in Duluth, Minnesota. I was curious and still am about all things paranormal. So my girlfriend at the time, who did not live with us, and I experimented with my roommate's Ouija board. A board his grandmother had given him for Christmas, of all things, when he was 11 years old. But he had never, ever used it. One night when my roommate was gone, we decided to. Much to our mutual surprise, the Ouija board worked almost right away and answered questions in a prompt, coherent fashion. We were both more fascinated about the mechanism of the Ouija itself than we were about what questions we were asking it, so we ended up asking a bunch of mundane questions about our futures that I do not remember the specifics of all too well. I do remember that the entity we contacted appeared to get angry when we asked if we were telling us the truth. The planchette would move much faster and more forcefully when it was challenged, as well as a feeling of anger in the air. It empathetically denied that it was telling us any falsehoods. The anger would fade almost right away once we got back to asking questions that did not challenge its veracity. After a few hours of this, two kids, unprepared to deal with the oracle they had sought, in passing ran out of things to ask. We thank the entity for the answers, but contrary to the instructions that came with the board, which I did not read all the way through until later, I cannot believe that it was ever so impetuous. We did not really say goodbye, and we did not close the session properly. There were subsequent issues because of this. This thing did not leave after the session was over, as we assumed. It stayed on. And at first, it was low-key. Looking back, I assumed it was building its power up and or learning its restrictions. My roommate and I would both have feelings of being watched a lot, especially if we were home alone. Over time, the feelings were mixed with more and more creepiness. One bright spot in all this was that the entity did not seem able or willing to leave the confines of the apartment. It left all of us totally alone when we were not inside the apartment where the Ouija board was used. One late night around 2 a.m., my roommate came home from his job and saw a bright blue light, a large screen TV, bright type of light coming from our living room window. Our apartment was the upstairs of a two-story building. He thought that was odd because I was away visiting my parents that weekend. He went inside to find no lighter, but the old feeling of not being alone was there. On another night, my girlfriend was sleeping over. We were both startled awake simultaneously by what I can only describe as a pure terror for no reason. No sound, no sight of anything to wake up or frighten us, just the uncontrollable feeling of the purest, most powerful sheer terror I've ever felt. We were both totally paralyzed with fear for 30 minutes, unable to move or speak. Looking back, the only way I can explain how I might have accomplished this is by using a powerful terror thought form that is sent to us as we slept. The thought of terror, we could, however, both sense that this entity was in our room and pacing around the bottom and left of our bed very slowly. We both felt that it was pleased and entertained by what it was doing to us, almost like it was gloating. After a half hour or so of this, we both felt the entity leave the room. It left us alone the rest of that night, and the terror slowly bled away. The girlfriend spent a lot less time at my place after this. After that night, I was very much afraid of whatever it was and had the feeling that things were going to get worse if I did not do something. This event is what got me to start praying to God regularly, something I continue to do even now, 19 years later. After doing some research, I got the Ouija board back out by myself and closed the session about 4 weeks later, according to the instructions as well. After that, things did start getting worse, but that feeling of being watched was still there for both my roommate and me, multiple times a day. I started to say out loud that I was thankful for the entity's original response to my summons and for answering our questions, but it was no longer welcome here and that it had to go back to where it came from. Occasionally, after saying this, I would get a vague feeling of resentment for about 10 minutes or so. The feelings of being watched started to be less intense over the next couple of weeks and occurred less often. I was still afraid most of the time I was home, though. Then one day I was sitting in my bed and I got the feeling of being watched again. It was particularly strong this time and I could even sense where it was in the room, over by the window. Something in me snapped. I guess I had had enough of being afraid all the time in my own home and all the frustration and anger that had been piling up for weeks under this fear this thing was heaping upon me came to the surface all at once. In a haze of rage, it's like I jumped out of my body and onto this thing. All I could see in my mind's eye were two powerful fists attached to Popeye-like forearms pounding on this thing that had been tormenting me for so long. My fists were pounding with huge force on what looked like gray mist, but I did not get a noticeably clear picture. As it was viciously pounded on and lunged upon, it retreated. It's like I pounded on it for miles and miles, literally projecting raw rage that I could not control onto it. Then in less than a second, I was back in my body and the thing was gone, never to return. As a side note, I'm not an anger management issues kind of guy. This was a one-time event. Who knows? Maybe my guardian angel projected a rage through thought form onto me to give me the strength to get rid of this unwelcome friend that I had been praying for. I learned some big lessons out of all this, not the least of which is that Ouija boards are not toys. Ouija boards should be shunned. They are effective tools that open doors to places we do not understand and invite random things into your life. As my story attests, it can be much easier to open a door than to close it, especially if what came through wants to stay here. I've learned that higher beings usually have better things to do than pander to a Ouija summons, like answer prayers or interact with you directly if you seek them while astral projecting. So it's mostly dead people that have not moved on or lower beings that will answer your Ouija invitation. Be careful what you search for. You just might find it. Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.